pretty or sentimental.
Yeah, that's definitely Wes Anderson, and definitely I think Beatbomb fits into that.
Yeah, very, there's very just quaint. It's sort of like cute adjacent, I would say.
Yeah, it feels a little patronizing to describe someone as twee. I get, yeah. It's one of those labels that I'm sure somebody that is described as twee would actively try to get away from.
Absolutely. And, okay, well, that's enough on definitions, I think. Let's move on to, actually another track whose title at least kind of fits into that whole flip phones and LAN parties era. We're talking about the band Smush, which is not Smoosh. Different.
No, different.
Different.
Great word.
Is a new-ish local band, a three-piece, who recorded their new record, If You Were Here, I'd Be Home Now, at the Noise Floor. So you know it's going to sound great.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to this record for the first time today, front to back, and was just really, really blown away by the sort of shoegaze indie noise rock of Smush. And we're going to hear a track called Lizzie McGuire. By Smush, thrown back to those LAN parties and flip phones.
Mm.
And it's really good. So enjoy.
We'll be right back.
Ancients. That is Melt the Crown from an upcoming release. Some unusual metal for you here on the Vancouver Mixtape. We don't usually go down that road, but
it's always a treat when we do, though.
Yeah, I think so. Before Ancients, it's Ancients with two eyes, although if you're a metal fan, you know that. We heard Grief by Material from their record Release. And before that was Smush, their track Lizzie McGuire from If You Were Here, I'd Be Home by
Dean,
now.
You have a crush on Hilary Duff.
Oh, sure.
At that era.
Yeah.
Right?
What is that? Grade 9? Grade 8?
Yeah.
Somewhere in there? Yeah.
I loved that show.
Of course.
It was so gooby. Like, mm-hmm. It was such a gooby.
I was lucky that my sister loved that show. So, you know, I didn't love it, but it was on all the time.
And you could be like, I'll watch Recess afterwards.
Exactly. Thanks, Disney, for single-handedly shaping our childhoods. some cool shoegazy heavy stuff. I really, really recommend you go check out the Smush record. I told you earlier, I listened to it today, and it's going to be in rotation for me over the next little while. And I'm going to make an effort to go see those folks. If you know me, you know that it'll have to be quite an effort. Who leaves the house? Not us.
Not us.
Okay, we are running out of time, and we've only made it through 9 of the 18 tracks that are in the playlist today. I don't think we're going to fit them into the last 13 minutes, so we're just going to keep moving. We're going to take a hard right. That's enough doomy, dark metal music. It's time for Energy Slime, who Jay Arner has announced all of his music is now just Energy Slime, because that's what he does with his partner, is play music as Energy Slime. So,
and it's good.
It's
so
good also. So this is Magic Wand, and enjoy.
Magic wand.
Jamie.
Jesse.
That's it for the Vancouver mixtape.
It goes by so fast.
It goes so fast. You just heard Sour Candy by Tidal Pink off of a record of the same title. Before that was My Bright Fantasy by Future Star from the upcoming record It's About Time, which comes out next week.
The week after.
And before that was Magic Wand by Energy Slime. We will see you next time. Next week, this studio is being fumigated, so we will not be here, but maybe we'll pre-record something. But there will be an episode for you to enjoy one way or another. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight or this morning if you're listening on a Tuesday.